Well, 2012 has officially been tagged as the hottest year on record for the U.S., the 15th driest. And for those keeping score, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says,
7 of the top 10 hottest years have been set since 1998.
So, of course, the burning question on everybody's mind is what is likely to happen this year.
Because we don't have La Nina or El Nino in place right now, it makes it exceedingly difficult to make a long-range forecast.
The cooling of areas of the Pacific Ocean, also known as La Nina, sometimes equates to hot, dry weather in the U.S. Without that to key in on, though, forecasters don't have a lot to go on. But Rippey does point out that drought and heat do feed on each other. As he says, the drought of 2012 is one good example.
You get dry soils over such an expanse of the country, and that feeds the heat because you don't have evaporational cooling. You're not evaporating moisture from the ground. And so heat feeds on itself to that degree. Drought feeds on itself. And so with two-thirds of the country in drought at the peak of the 2012 drought, that heat was feeding on itself through the summer months and really got to start early with the record-setting warmth in March and carried right on through much of the summer into August.
And continues to linger, but of course no one wants another hot, dry year like 2012.
But the odds are kind of stacked against us in the fact that we've seen so much warmth over the last 15 years.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.